opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, July the 2nd. We have completely misplaced June at this point, and it is... Moving on,
it's July now, though. You said, like, misplaced June, so June is gone. Go ahead. Good morning. It's Monday.
Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. And it is. We have misplaced June, but it is July. Bad Bob, who's... You know what? I wish you could see Bad Bob right now, because he is covered in wires. He looks like he's been caught in a snare.
Well, I just gave him my headphones, because one side wasn't working.
Well...
So he was just being...
Can you only hear out of one?
Those are just fine.
Right, good morning, Bad Bob. Put your face up by the... There you go. See, you've been doing... I've been doing this for 33 years. I know everything. Yeah, put your face in front of the microphone.
Good morning.
You know what? This is a slow start to Monday. I'm coming into work, and I'm hearing Just Bob in the news telling people, oh, call in. Call in with this kind of stuff and this kind of stuff. It has nothing to do with the show, but Bob wants to be part of it, too. So, good morning, Linda. How are we?
We're great. We're good. Well, you know what we did? We attempted over the weekend, and I think it was a fine attempt. You know, you don't know until you try, and that's the fun thing about cooking. So if you could have seen us, we decided that we were going to go online, and we were going to make absolutely not one dish that we are familiar with, and it was called Cuban food. So my suggestion is if you really want to know how you're going to get along with somebody in the kitchen, try to figure out the shop and the chop it's an interesting way to communicate because, you know, you may have a visual. Somebody else may have a visual. Speaking of your visuals, you know, it's so funny because the 4th of July falls in the middle of the week. So you're asking some people, in fact, I've been online about what a travel vacation, how strange it is. Do people take off the whole week? Do they take off just, you know, Wednesday and Thursday and come back on Friday? You know, kind of curious what your story is going to be. We're going to be here all week. And, you know, everybody's looking forward, of course, to the fireworks. And if there's it's also the Anderson fireworks that happens. It's wonderful. Today our temperatures are going to get to be 97 degrees. It's going to be a mostly clear night with the temperatures around 88. That's going to be beautiful. And the temperature right now in the downtown studios of KCNR, 70 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Now, the big week at Anselmo is, of course, Thursday night pizza and
weekend
music.
A great rundown for July.
They do.
July music.
You're going to get that later on in the show. We're going to talk about this first half hour. We're going to really hit a few things. You know, there has been three articles in the paper concerning, well, not just the paper. The paper's reporting it. But the grand jury, the Record Searchlight editorial, and a scathing, scathing column by Mark Beecham. On realignment, the sheriff, and why isn't the jail open? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the bullet train. We're going to talk about a couple of other things here. We're going to read a letter to the editor written by Pete Stiglitz concerning veterans and the veterans' home. I think it's really an interesting letter. We need to get that out also. But first, we're going to Chris Lasondak at Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes into a new trading month, and the markets are in negative territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 70 points at 12,809. The S&P 500 off 6 points at 1356, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 8 points at 2927. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 130 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 11 cents at $8.07, Pfizer down 4 cents at $22.96, AT&T up 17 cents at $35.83, while Ford is down 12 cents at $9.46. Of local interest, PG&E up 23 cents at $45.50, Costco's adding 2 cents at $95.01, and North Valley Bank is unchanged at $12.86. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.6%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil's down $1.68 a barrel at $83.28, and precious metals are lower with gold down $1.40 an ounce at $15.95.59, while silver's off 2 cents at $27.46 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning. So we can figure out what's going on Wall Street. They're the ones, if you want the best information, most up information on stocks, bonds, and investments, go down to see them on Park Marina Drive. That's Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come rolling back in. We're going to be talking bullet trains, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We'll be right back.
The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter, sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs Benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:15 in the morning, July the 2nd. Hello there, honey bun.
Well, good morning, everybody, and this is the beginning of the month of July. First day here for the show, and boy, you know, okay, you know
We've
what?
Done this before.
Let it rip.
Okay, let's start with the reexamination. This is from Pete Stiglitz, who wrote this letter. And it says here, you know what, we can't open up the veterans home. I'm going to paraphrase it because it's a long letter. We can't open up the veterans home. Nobody knows exactly when we're going to open it up. So the new $88 million, 150-room facility now sits empty. The only exception is a cadre of CDVA, California Department of Veterans, folks on site charged with maintaining the facility. According to BACA, the home has 10 authorized positions this year, including a deputy administrator. BACA points out that the cost of maintaining the home in its empty state is $119,000 a month, which includes salary and benefits for the employees and electricity, water, and utilities. That's roughly $1.43 million a year. Why do we need, and this is Pete Stiglitz's question, why do we need 10 state employees to babysit a facility that's in mothball status? And since it's brand new, anything that goes wrong anyway is going to come under the builder's warranty anyway, if there's any, but it's not open, so it shouldn't have a lot of maintenance problems. And just as an example of comparisons, the Regency Place Senior Apartments, and that's got, that's 80 apartments, or 80 rooms there. Let me get my computer back up. 80 apartments, 8 years old, they have one maintenance person. The Seasons and Anderson 78 apartments, 1 year old, one person. Anderson School District, 8 people. And Shasta Regional Medical Center, 8 people. 8 people. So when fully operational, the cost of running the home is estimated to be $28 million for a 236-person staff. But the question is this, and it's a good question, why do we have 10 people there? Why are we paying 10 people to sit around and do nothing? We've got the deputy administrator, and I'm trying to get my computer back on the ground. Deputy administrator, I believe, is Linda Hartman. And she, when we had her on before, she said she was going through the training and all that. And I understand that. But now, we're not doing anything with the facility. Do we need 10 people there? Do we need 10 people at a cost of 100? Well, I'm not even sure how much their salaries are, but let's just say 10 people at probably averaging $5,000 or $6,000 a month at least, $60,000, because it costs $119,000 to keep it open. So it is an interesting question by Pete Stiglitz. All right, let's move on. The bullet train. The bullet train. You know, this is the train to nowhere. This is the one that goes really fast, but it goes from some place nobody's heard to another place nobody wants to go to. This week, the California, our elected representatives in California vote this week on taking $2.7 billion to start the train. This is from a bond that was voted for. Really, the only people that voted for this bond could not have any touch with reality. But they approved it. They approved this bond, this multi-billion dollar bond to build this high-speed rail, and we can't afford it. And, you know, and the thing is that now we want to take $2.7 billion to invest in it when we can't come up with money to open two veterans homes.
Yeah, that's the argument.
Pay teachers, mental health care, children, elderly, but we're going to spend $2.7 billion. Did I say mill? I meant bill. $2.7 billion for this bullet train. I mean, do you see any? I mean, I do not see any common sense in this. Do you?
No, I think they're trying to. The argument would be that they're trying to create jobs for a lot of, you know, out of work Americans, and that this is an example of a job. Well, how about the job? I mean, but they can say that they are funding for jobs, the veterans home, but not opening it. So, I mean, it's kind of like I understand the frustration of why create this thing when California is falling apart at the seams, and the fact that they're paying the salaries of people to and whatever it takes to actually float the veterans home, but they're not, it's empty. It's like the empty jails other places in the country. We've seen specials on it. The jails are ready to go. The beds are ready. They're manned, but they're not open.
There's no prisoners there.
There's no prisoners.
So we have veterans.
But there's still, yes, we do. But why isn't it open?
It's not open because Governor Brown and the Democrats do not put veterans in a high enough priority. They don't care. That's no. It gets right down to that, Linda. They don't care. Yeah, you can say $2.7 billion. Oh, we're going to use this for jobs and all that. But the point is that $2.7 billion for a bullet train, when our state could use that money in a thousand different places.
I'm saying that's the argument. I'm saying that probably I'm thinking that that is the political argument that, hey, we have our – this is how we can create jobs.
Well, they can.
They've already passed over
it.
Things that are in existence
because
that,
it doesn't
that
meet
needs
their
to
agenda.
Be completed.
It doesn't meet their agenda. Their agenda is not supporting veterans. That's got nothing to do with it. If it was, they could find the money for this. And, you know, no matter what the Record Searchlight says, and Bruce Ross, you're so completely wrong about this, I can't believe it. Is when you say, well, we're a step closer. Well, we're a step closer because they put $1 million in it. We can hire four more people. What they've done is they put it right back into the budget crisis again. So that the budget next year, so they could cut it out again instead of being able to at least open it this year with that $6 million. At least we could open and put people in there. Once you get people in there, then you can get the feds into it. But we can't even put people in there. And, you know, and to say that, oh, gosh, you know what, you know, the Assembly. No, you see, you're completely wrong on that because the Assembly doesn't care. Governor Brown doesn't care. The Senate doesn't care. All Democrats, they don't care. They've got their own priorities, and veterans are not part of it. And I understand what you're saying, but it's, you know, it's the fact $2.7 billion for a train that doesn't go anywhere. Got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Celebrate the 4th of July at View 202. Their special Independence Day celebration will feature specialties from their menu and the best view of the fireworks in town from your seat on the patio. Space is limited and reservations are recommended. Dinner will be served from 5 to 10 p.m. and tickets are only $59 per person. Reserve your spot on the patio by purchasing in advance. Call 226-8439. That's 226-VIEW. Or stop by View 202 at 202 Hempstead Drive in Reading.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. BoomerTech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's BoomerTech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. You know what? They got those iced coffees, those iced lattes, all those icy drinks because it's going to be 97 today. They also have early morning coffee, as we can all enjoy at great prices. Of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state with special prices on all tobacco products. Tobacco and Brew. Been in business 35 years. Support this community for 35 years. Joe and Shelley, head on down to Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, let's talk about jails. Okay, I don't think it's as sinister as some of the people in the chat pack are saying, oh, they're doing this to put pressure on the Board of Supervisors to build the new jail. I don't believe so. I don't believe it's that. I believe it's a lot simpler than that. I believe that, is it time for a recall of Tom Bosenko? I don't think so. I think that, you know, it's not just Tom when you see this. If you look at the grand jury and some of their findings, oh, you need to get it open. Then they talked about other little problems in the jail. Frankly, I thought they were pretty nitpicky on some of those. Then the record searchlight rolls in and says the jail should be open and Basenko's not doing enough. Well, we've had Tom on the show twice talking about this. He says he's having a tough time finding people. That may be, and I think people maybe have misconstrued some of the things he said, you know, when he said, you know, if they've lost a home or something and financial problems. He said that is not, as on the second show, he said that's not a disqualifier. However, we do need to look at it like this, is 8 months and we don't have anybody? 8 months? I would think we'd have three or four. You know, the question is why, where are we throwing this net out to get people in here? It's not easy to find people. They have to take the background investigation. They give them a background investigation like you would for a top secret clearance. It's a 40-page investigation. They send it out, and then, you know, you think you've got somebody, so you winnow it down from 200 or 300 down to 80 or 90. You think you can get one out of 10. Then you find out things like when they start doing this investigation, is that there are, you know, financial problems, and maybe it's not just losing a house. I don't think that's a disqualifier. I think it's if they've run up all types of bills. I think the other things are is they find out that, have you ever used drugs? No. You're going to take a lie detector test. Well, I may have used them last month. Okay, hold on. What's wrong, Bob?
Well, we do have Sheriff Bosenko on the line.
Let's have Sheriff Bosenko on the line. Sheriff, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Hey, a little bit of clarification. You just stated that we did not have anybody hired, and that's not accurate.
Okay.
We have hired a few people, not enough to get that floor open, but we have a few on board. They're getting trained, and then we're hiring more. We are reaching out to the military bases, spoke with Bob Dunlap, and then we're also getting ready for a retest for a correctional officer here. Be open. It's on the website right now, the personnel website, to put in your interest, and then we'll be testing here real soon.
Okay, hey Tom, one of the things, and I was going to go into that circle and say how people that you had hired had been moved over to the opening spots because you've lost four or five or three or four in that spot. What do you think about all of a sudden three things like that? Is it, people are starting to get, obviously are being upset about this, but do you think the Board of Supervisors should be rolling into this a little bit more?
No, it's not really their spot. It's mine to run the organization. They also understand the concerns for the community, and they definitely want that open. So, can't place blame there.
Well, okay, because I was wondering if it seemed like they could be at least some assistance there. What about the probation? But see, it's not just the jail. It's we haven't got any facilities for the training. We don't have places for them to stay. I mean, it's the whole shooting match, isn't it?
It's a lot of different things. There are limited jail beds throughout California, and we're also looking at contracts for some other jails as well for offender accountability and public safety, but it's expensive when you ship them out of county also.
Yeah, but if we need to get rid of like 100 bad guys for a few months to give us a breath of fresh air, we can do that, can't we? Aren't there available beds out there in other jails?
They are. There was one agency I was talking to recently And a bed goes for about $120 a day at that particular county. So then when you talk 100 people, that would be, what, $12,000 a day.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, we've got to run. Can you hang on for a couple minutes?
You bet.
All right, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460. From the Fox Business Network, weak economic reports from Europe and China are weighing on oil prices, with crude trading below $84 a barrel. But with lower oil comes relief at the pump. According to AAA's Daily Fuel Gauge, the national average for regular gasoline is now $3.32 a gallon. The Eurozone's new record unemployment rate of 11.1% is also taking a toll on the markets. On the flip side, shares of Micron Technology are soaring on news it's buying failed Japanese DRAM manufacturer Elpida Memory. The price tag, $2.5 billion. A bulk of that money, $1.75 billion, is being used to satisfy reorganization claims by Elpida's creditors. Micron became Elpida's financial sponsor in May after the company filed for bankruptcy protection. And after budget cuts closed three Baltimore fire stations, the city council voted to allow ads on the sides of fire trucks. The firefighters union is in favor, but Baltimore's mayor doesn't believe fire trucks are an appropriate venue for ads. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale. Going on now. Through July 8th, save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now. Through July 8th. Don't miss it.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Head on down to Anderson, 6915 Anderson Road. You got something to sharpen? They got it. Knives, garden tools, picks, you name it, they have it. They'll sharpen it. Bob and Judy have been in the business since November 20th, 1985. They'll make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. Give them a call at 530-365-1479. R&B Sharpening, our favorite place to go. In fact, my knife is too sharp now. And speaking of too sharp, here's Sheriff Tom Basinko. Hey.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, Tom. Okay. A lot of flack here. Okay, now, we talked about, the hiring. You said you're going out to the military bases. I frankly think that's a great idea. You've got people that can pass your background check. They don't have I'm pretty sure they don't have drug problems or financial problems. And I'd be, I don't know how you do that. I mean, I guess you just put out a flyer to them, or how do you handle that?
I've spoke with our veteran service officer for the county, Bob Dunlap. There's a program within the military called the Transition Assistance Program, or TAP. And so, pun intended, I want to tap into that. And he also has email contacts at military bases throughout the state, the closest one being Beale Air Force Base down in the Marysville-Yuba City area.
Okay. What about lat moves? What about lateral transfers? There's a lot of people, I think they've laid off a lot of sheriffs and deputies and all that around the state. But,
they have. We've sent out emails statewide to other sheriff's offices that have had some layoffs, some for deputy sheriff, which is different than a correctional officer. And we've also had a correctional officer that's in the background process that have applied from another county. We've have picked up a couple there. One left due to the commute because he lived in another county and the commute was very financially tapping on him.
Okay. Can you explain one more time then, Tom, when you say financial problems, you're not talking somebody that's just lost a house and you know, it's because of upside down and all that. You're talking more than that, aren't you?
Generally, yes. Upside down in a house, no, because I think everybody that basically owes a mortgage is upside down in a house. But we do look at financial problems, which could include large amounts of credit card debt and what that debt is. If they're out just buying things at tire shops and entertainment centers and they don't have the means to support it, they have large debt. That does go to some decision-making and maturity and judgment processes. We, of course, do drug testing, and some people fail there. Some people, hard to believe, but they actually are not honest on their application or in the background process, and honesty and integrity is a huge thing. So if we're seeing already they're lying in the background process, that's a huge red flag there.
Well, it's just like when you're doing a secret or top secret clearance. Once they start lying, then you really, then you really have to dig in. How important... How important is it? What priority is this, Tom, to get that jail?
This is a top priority. Nobody wants this floor of the jail open more than I do. I didn't want to have to close it back in 2009, but our budget was cut by $4 million, and so we had to do a balanced takedown of the organization to make those reductions. And if I hadn't done that, we'd basically have almost nobody on patrol, and that's not acceptable either. So, and the budget cuts were tough for the Board of Supervisors, but at the time, they had to be made. 6 months later, revenues weren't coming in. The county for public safety was another $2 million short, and then they pumped some money into that. The sheriff's office, we got the lion's share of it. So the Board of Supervisors is trying to do their part, but it makes it very difficult in this financial climate. The budget, the state problems, and then along came AB 109 with the state pushing their inmates and their problems onto the county.
Okay, hey, Tom, is there a chance that that money will go away if we don't use it?
We have not heard that, and we have it all encumbered. We work on our community corrections partnership, but there is a chance that it can still get cut at the state level because it's not constitutionally protected for all the counties.
Okay. So if it's not so if it's not being used, it could be taken away, then it would just be in really bad shape.
It would definitely hamper it. The state made some adjustments to it for all counties, and this next year, ours is a little bit less than what would have been anticipated by about $700,000, but it wasn't because of use. It was because the state, some counties wanted the formula redone because the big counties felt they weren't getting enough, so they had to take it from everybody else.
So what do you think about all these all the articles in the record searchlight and the grand jury?
The grand jury ones I'll be responding to as required by law, and there was some definitely sharp criticism in the newspaper, and generally I try and not take on somebody that buys ink by the barrel.
Okay. All right, Tom. Hey, it's good to know that you listened to our show in the morning.
On the way to work.
So, you know, Sheriff,
hands-free also.
Sheriff, we always free, hands-free. Yeah, because the last thing you want to do is get busted, right? No, just kidding.
Exactly.
Sheriff, great to hear from you, Tom. Always appreciate your hard work. We as a team are going to make this happen. Thanks for calling in this morning. And
hey, Tom, I got one last question before we have to send one of the things.
Okay.
Do you all use reserve deputies in patrolling?
We do. We have about four reserve deputies. All of those people have full-time jobs. They volunteer their time and their off time.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you, Chat Pack. We're going to take a break.
Thank you very much.
Got to take a break. Thanks, Tom. When we come back, we are with some very special guests. You know what's on the tip of everybody's tongues that are wagging to see who is going to be dancing on Saturday night. We're Dancing with the Stars for the Shasta Women's Refuge. We've got some celebrities, and they are in the house. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy changing, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
But when you're walking down that street, and you ain't had
yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:45 in the morning, July the 2nd. It's going to get up to 97 today.
You know, it's always the good stuff that happens at the break. We always get the juice going, but so we're going to ask some of those questions here later on in the program. Welcome back to KCNR 745, like Carl said. We've got a wonderful event coming up this Saturday. There may be just a few tickets left. I'm not sure. It does sell out, but the reason that we want to keep driving it home is because this is a huge, and we are giving tickets away this morning. Are you done?
I'm just waving my
hand
around.
No, you're not. You're like the ADD child over there.
I do not want to talk about during this time frame. I talked all morning.
The Shasta Women's Refuge is presenting Dancing with the Stars. And, of course, Carl's in the opening number. And we have one of our contestants here who is, going to be one of the big stars. Chris DeCamp, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And when you came in today at the break at 7:30, we said, how are you feeling about your dance numbers? You were so calm about your reaction. What'd you say?
Oh, no problem. It's all good. For me, this is just another thing we do, so.
Another thing we do. Are you telling me that you don't go to bed at night and wake up in the morning thinking about 5, 6, 7, 8?
No.
Okay, let me help you then. Go to bed and think 900 or 1,800 pairs of eyes. Yeah. Then you come out there, and there's just the only thing you can see is faces with this expectant look on their face like,
you know, that's part of what I do, you know, out there at the Rancheria and Wind River. I'm on stage for events and, yeah, in front of people, so that doesn't really bother me too much.
All right, so now let's talk about the fact that you are representing Wind River as one of the contestants. There's three guys, there's three girls, and or women, or young ladies. I mean, I always call girls girls, you know.
Well, some of them are practically girls. They're still in high school.
Young ladies.
Yeah.
So far in this experience, you've been practicing for a period of time.
Yeah, yeah.
You have two dances. What are your dances?
We're going to be doing the quick step and the tango.
Oh, the tango. Carl tangoed last year. It's such a great, great number. Okay, so what for you at this point has been, I really never knew that about myself, but through this experience, I've discovered it about myself.
You know, I don't know that I've discovered too much about myself, but I really have learned to appreciate dancers as a whole. I mean, that's a lot of work. I actually came into it thinking, oh, this is going to be a breeze. And, I mean, for God's sake, I lost 15 pounds in the first 2 months of practice just from all the sweat. So, I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Any part of your body hurt?
Feet, you know, mostly, you know, not used to prancing around like that, so that was a little different.
Do you think that you'll take your dancing experience from this and continue to dance, or is it going to just be a one-time deal, or now has it become a passion, or?
I've always enjoyed dancing, so I've taken dance classes out at Shasta College and whatnot, just, you know, like East Coast, West Coast swing, stuff like
good
that.
Good for you.
So I enjoy it. I don't do it often enough, probably. And, yeah, this might have sparked or relit that flame a little bit.
It's really good for your soul. So Wind River gets behind you.
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
right.
I'm not the star or the celebrity here. The organization I work for is, you know, everybody I work with is an amazing piece of this, and I'm just the lucky guy that gets to be out in front of everybody having the fun. Everybody else is pitching in and doing a fair share of work, so that's why we do so well at it.
You know, before we got on the air again, you had mentioned that you love your job.
Oh, absolutely. I work for the best organization I can think of. At least the best organization I've ever worked for, barring the Marine Corps. That'll always be my favorite. But this is
You were in the Marines?
Absolutely.
Semper Fi there. I knew there was something about you that was just even better, that sterling quality, that rugged handsomeness, you know, of, you know, the countenance. Okay. Anyway. Hey, you know, one of the things you also said, though, about Wind River, what we were talking about, is people, they should, but they probably don't, because y'all don't make a big thing out of it. It's really kind of low-key, is just how much you all do for the community. And you dancing is just one aspect of that, because, as you said, Wind River gets behind their dancers. And this is almost like a year-long support deal for y'all, isn't it?
Yeah, it's at least a few months, you know, of this. I mean, we've got a lot of charities that we're involved in, so, you know, they have to take their place on the calendar. But, I mean, you'll see us involved in pretty much any charitable organization or fundraising event in the county that I know of, anyway.
Well, I know Barbara is one of her pet charities is Make-A-Wish, and
yes,
she can't say enough about how much Wind River supports together, that you do a great job in just making it easier to put on a fundraiser. First of all, it's hard to put one on, but to be able to have somebody who couples with you is huge.
Oh, absolutely.
So going back to Shasta Women's Refuge, we know that the funds for this event are going to help, you know, I mean, I've heard some stories recently about, you know, how many families are in need of the services. They are in need of the, you know, especially with what's happening with economic times and a lot of things that are going on right now. We won't discuss. We want to keep it on an upper energy thing. But that's exactly what this night goes to. We'll be right back after these messages. Our guest is Krista Camp from Wind River, who's one of the contestants with Dancing with the Stars.
Rock and Roll Bingo is one of the coolest new features at Wind River Casino. It's not your ordinary bingo.
Rock and Roll Bingo.
On Friday, July 13th, be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Be part of the fun and games and play Rock and Roll Bingo to win cash and prizes on Friday, July 13th. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. It's better on the river. Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. 7:55 in the morning. Calling to Bot Free Fire Radio. Hey, we introduced a new advertiser today. Alliance Heating and Air. What can I say? Open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You've got a problem, they're going to come out and fix it. And the guys from Alliance Heating and Air do great work. They do work at our house. I can say it. They are, well, we are so happy to see them. They're very professional. They do it right. They stand by it. And the customers will see the value. You will see the value in what they do. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-6242, Redding, Anderson, Red Bluff. So give them a call at 221-6242 or go to their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air.
It's July 2nd. That's right. We are already in the month of July, and this weekend, July 7th, is Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. It's, I don't know, what are we? Barbara Harrison is here with us this morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Is this the sixth year?
Fifth.
This is the fifth year. And every year it sells out, and it's just, what can we do to make it better? What can we do to make it better? And truly every year it just supersedes the year before. Tell us about who our contestants are and, again, where we're going.
Well, we've got some great contestants this year, and I think that's what makes it better every year. We just keep getting better and better people out of our community to represent different things that they work for or causes, and I think that's what really makes it. We've got Sarah Dickerson coming this year and Steve Main. We've got Chris Gomez and Aaron Murphy and Becky Riley. And then, of course, Chris DeCamp, who is here with us this morning.
Who's got my vote?
Because he's a Marine. Because he's a Marine, I know. That's why.
That's why. I don't care if you come out and dance backwards. I don't care.
I might just do that.
This is the first time when Dancing with the Stars was on this year, the national show or the international show. And the guy, what was his name?
The wounded veteran.
Oh, yes. Carl literally called from his cell phone five times a night.
Well, you know what? I never did that. I haven't before.
I know you told me that.
But you know what?
Yeah, he was in the other room going, okay,
because
I did my quota.
And Chris knows why.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was the head of the Pasadena.
Yeah. Rose.
I mean, they had him in all kinds of stuff. He's just a sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so this weekend, and of course, we're going to be seeing some of our local North State business owners, parts of them as well.
Their legs and their arms.
You know what? If you've ever been to Dancing with the Stars, you see parts. Yeah. Sometimes parts you don't want to see.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Come on.
I like to say I like to watch them parts move.
Some people
have them parts that they never knew existed.
Here's the greatest thing. If you haven't been to Dancing with the Stars, please go to that. Because I tell you what, here's people from your community, your next door neighbors. This is not what they do. And they're coming out, and they're dancing in front of 800 people. And they are doing – this is something they practice. They do it after their work, after they've been working all day. They do it on weekends. And they put it out there. And I tell you what, it's a great show, and it's very enjoyable.
Well, the one thing I do want to mention before you get into that is not only do these guys get out and work their little tushes off for sometimes 3 months, 4 months to get their dance partner organized with themselves and to learn the dances and all – they are out fundraising for the Women's Refuge. They're holding events all over town to raise money, and that money goes to votes that goes to them winning, hopefully. So there's a lot that goes to being a participant.
Exactly. Shout out to Bob and Brenda Belange.
Oh, absolutely.
They work their butts off, too.
And wouldn't happen without Bob and Brenda.
Yeah. Okay, now, you guys, we've got a few minutes left, and I am holding Coveted. These are Coveted. All right, they're hard to get, and these are orchestra seats.
I thought those were tickets.
Well, they're orchestra coveted tickets for Dancing with the Stars. Two tickets for the first caller here. We definitely know you're dying to go. You couldn't get these tickets, but now you can.
Orchestra.
Give us a call here, 605-4567. First caller. beautiful Monday morning. You want to be there Saturday night. It's an incredible show.
I couldn't get tickets.
605-4567.
You can have tickets.
Whoever's on the phone, you guys are going to have a ball, and we want to make sure. And you know what?
We still have tickets in the balcony. Okay, Carl? Yeah,
okay.
I want the one up there over the spot where there's nothing around me.
I will put your name on it.
Because my feet start dancing.
He's got to have an aisle.
I'll put your name on it.
Chris, we admire you, and we really respect the fact that you're out there doing this for our community.
Thank you. It's really good for me personally. I feel like I'm doing the right thing and having a chance to give back. Like I said, it's not as much a competition. You know, we talk about winners and there's maybe a little friendly competition going on, but there's one winner that's going to come out of this, and we need you guys' support because that's going to be the Shasta Women's Refuge.
Yeah.
That's great.
And they've all become friends through this, which
fun. You know what? Yeah. You make friends with people you wouldn't ordinarily be seen.
Kathy Babcock, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, she can wear my clothes, honey. Mike, congratulations. You just won those tickets. We'll make sure they're at the front desk here, 1326 Market Street. That's the downtown studios of KCNR.
Okay, we got to run. We're going to be back right after the news with
Enjoy Next. See you on Saturday.
And Chris, Semper Fi, my friend.
Semper Fi.
All right, we're going to take a break here. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's the biggest fraud settlement of its kind. A big drug company paying big bucks. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Healthcare giant GlaxoSmithKline pleading guilty to fraud and false claims, agreeing to pay $3 billion to resolve the civil and criminal complaints.
This action constitutes the largest healthcare settlement in United States history.
And Deputy Attorney General James Cole says GSK will settle the charges of misbranding drugs Paxil and Wilburton and failing to report safety data about the drug Avandia to the FDA. Dave.
Jared, there's a new sign of a slump in manufacturing, a slowdown last month triggering selling on Wall Street. The Dow's down 70. They're doing a lot of cutting, clearing trees that fell and killed people and damaged homes in the storms that nailed the East Coast and Midwest.
We're spending time in the basement, sleeping in the basement.
About 2 million others in stifling hot homes without power. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown has more live.
Oh, Dave, it's still a mess in places like Franklin Park, Illinois.
You're not sure what you're going to run into. Some places weren't hit as hard, and then you'll, you know, be half a mile from there, and every streetlight will be out, and there will be a tree down.
And they're trying to clean up as far away as North Carolina and spots in between. It left 18 people dead. The 100-degree weekend felt throughout the country didn't make it easier. No AC, no fans. It had people sleeping in cool cellars or crashing at the homes of friends with generators, Dave.
Evan, thousands are back home in charred Colorado Springs, but they're still on notice.
We still have an active fire. There's still very dry conditions, and so please just be aware to be prepared.
Colorado Springs Emergency Manager Brett Waters, nearly 350 homes burned down. She has suffered for months, stricken by a flesh-eating bacteria. Today, Amy Copeland got out of a hospital in Georgia, headed to rehab to learn how to use a wheelchair. Infected after a deep cut in a zip-line accident, she lost her hands, her left leg, and her right foot. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you have dark circles under your eyes that make you look tired? Do you have bags or puffiness? Hi, I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Steven Greenberg. When patients ask me about dark circles or puffiness around their eyes, I tell them about a breakthrough cream called Lumitone. Now you're invited to try Lumitone for free. Lumitone was made to work in two ways. It instantly fades dark circles from view and relaxes the look of puffiness. The results are so dramatic. I've tried this in hundreds of my own patients, and they love it. Stop looking tired and start looking refreshed. If you have dark circles or puffiness under your eyes, call now.
Right now, listeners of this station are invited to try Lumitone free. Pay only a small shipping and handling fee. For details, call 1-800-503-6051. That's 800-503-6051. This free offer is available while supplies last. Call 1-800-503-6051. That's 800-503-6051.
It's happened again in Afghanistan. NATO troops attacked by someone dressed up like an Afghan cop.
British Major Andrew Cox announcing the deaths of three of his comrades in Helmand Province. After having finished their mission,
as they were leaving, they were engaged by small arms fire by a man wearing an Afghan police uniform.
the soldiers wounded and later died. The assailant captured. Military authorities here in Britain saying the tactic of the Taliban undermining trust between coalition forces and Afghans obvious, but the army determined not to let it happen. In London, Phil Itner, Fox News Radio.
British prosecutors are considering whether a Barclays Bank scandal warrants criminal charges. Hours after Barclays chairman resigned, saying the buck stops with him, the bank's already been fined nearly $500 million for financial market manipulation, submitting false data to affect interest rates. What happened to Amelia Earhart? It's a mystery that is 75 years old today. She was a pioneering pilot.
In 1928, I was privileged to make my first transatlantic flight.
Amelia Earhart.
I began to plan to fly the Atlantic alone someday.
And she did it. The first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. Amelia Earhart became one of the biggest celebrities of her time. In 1937, she made an attempt to fly around the world. But on July 2nd, 75 years ago today, her plane disappeared in the South Pacific. No confirmed trace of her was ever found, but to this day, there is speculation or just hope that she had somehow survived. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio. An astronaut who piloted the space shuttle Atlantis in 2008 has died. Captain Alan Poindexter was killed in a jet ski crash yesterday off Pensacola Beach, Florida. Officials say that Poindexter's son crashed into him riding another jet ski, sending his father into the water. Friends performed CPR on the beach, but he later died at a hospital. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, July the 2nd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Chat pack, I'm going to get in there and give you an answer here in a couple minutes. What's the weather today?
We're going to have a hot day today. Temperature's around 97. It is currently 80 degrees, and we're going to have mostly clear tonight. It's currently 75 degrees. We're going to have mostly clear tonight with temperatures of 66. And looks like tomorrow is going to be hot with 96, with 66 tomorrow night. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Now, Friday and Saturday, there's Friday, Stephanie Foose is going to be out at Ensemble Vineyards. We've got Charles Valona. We have Garrett Viggers. I mean, the list goes on and on. Go to EnsembleVineyards.com. Don't forget the horseback rides. The horseback rides are a gas, and they're doing 1 hour, an hour and a half, and never mind. You know, of course, we have somebody here who's got a sense of humor when I say the horse rides are a gas. He starts cracking up. Anyway, let's get serious here. Chris Lasondak, let's talk about Wells Fargo market moment. What's happening, Chris?
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half in a new trading month, and the markets are in negative territory where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 67 points. At 12,813. The S&P 500 down 4 points at 1358, while the NASDAQ Composite's unchanged at 2934. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 208 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Intel's down 8 cents at 26.56, Apple's up $7.76 at 591.75, and Google is down 62 cents at 579.42. Of local interest, PG&E up 13 cents at 45.40. Home Depot down 30 cents at 52.69, and Harley-Davidson's down 9 cents at 45.64. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.58%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29. Oil's down $1.44 a barrel, or $83.52. And precious metals are a little changed, with gold up a dollar at $1,598, while silver's down 2 cents at $27.50. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. If you want to go down and visit them, and they've got great advice, they know what's going on in the stock market, go down to Park Marina Drive and say hello to Chris and Susan and Kathy and Josh. All right, let's go to our other line. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening, Elizabeth?
Happy 4th of July week.
You know what? Wednesday. Wednesday is the 4th of July. We're really looking forward to it. We're going to be on the air, of course. But right after that, we're going to kick everybody out of here. And just kind of like do hot dogs and,
nice.
And well, we want to think also during that 2 hours about our country and what's made our country so great.
Well, on that note, thank you for the wonderful segue. Tonight at the Reading Tea Party, we meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road, which is the Destiny Fellowship Church. And tonight we are going to be exploring the origin of our country as well. We will be showing the second half of the movie John Adams. Now this movie is about 9 hours long, and toward the end of the second portion of the movie, it shows how our founders, it shows the portion where they actually signed the Declaration of Independence. And if you haven't seen this movie, it is so well done. It's phenomenal. I mean, it literally is spellbinding. You cannot stop watching it. My husband and I spent an entire weekend watching this movie. We couldn't stop until we finished it. And I know that you can order it online, or I believe Target sells it. But it's called John Adams, and it chronicles.
Was this the series that was on?
It's kind of a mini series, yes.
Yeah, with who's the guy that stars
Paul
in it?
Paul Giamatti.
Yes. We saw, oh my gosh, is that a great
fabulous.
Series or what?
Wasn't it good?
Yes.
So we're going to revisit that.
And Laura Linney.
Yes, and Laura Linney. And so we're going to revisit a portion of that movie tonight. We're going to focus on the section where the founders come together and sign the Declaration of Independence. And, of course, this will be accompanied by a potluck. So there will be great food, a lot of great conversation, and a wonderful depiction of the Declaration of Independence signing. So I really encourage people to come out. And it's a great opportunity to chat with like-minded folks.
Elizabeth, that sounds great.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, this is Elizabeth and the Tea Party. Okay, tell them everybody where it's at again.
2570 South Bonneview Road. That is across the street in Caddy Corner from the Wind River Mini Mart. It is the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Absolutely. Okay, a lot of nice people there.
There are.
And a lot of concerned people.
Yes, very much.
Okay.
Thank you, and have a great week. Thanks for all you do, by the way.
Well, thank you for what you do, Elizabeth.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Elizabeth.
All right,
bye-bye. We always appreciate Elizabeth and we, the people, and all the people from the Tea Party calling in on Monday mornings to let us know what's happening with their evening meetings at 5:30.
People, they harangue the Tea Party, but the fact is that here's a group of people and that takes a stand on something.
And they're not radicals.
And they're
so
not.
Stop.
They're not. I mean, well, you know what? I don't know if you could say every one of them is just conservative or if they're somebody. You know, I don't know that. But to keep attacking them, of course, is wrong. But they take a stand. They take a stand on something, and they let their voices be heard, just like the Occupy Now, just like the Democrat Party, just like anybody. I think the fact that they've had an impact on the politics and in the fabric of our nation is just outstanding because they've taken a stand to say something. They're part of the 48% that vote.
Isn't that the American way?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that like the what we were
That's what you're supposed to do.
And you're hearing the voice of James Mazzotta. We're going to come back.
Yeah.
He is the owner and founder of Enjoy Magazine.
And they're having a 4th of July issue here,
too.
Oh,
boy.
It's
we're going to hear about a lot of stuff that's going on in the North State through the magazine and through James and the staff of Enjoy. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Up in the middle room, looking down, everybody's passing time. Princess dressed in warm, dreaming eyes, whispering in her eyes. Ring, play my song.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now. Through July 8th, save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus, hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought the piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get
when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? Ah, it's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit? Wouldn't it be great if there was a custom fitting room where you could design your very own swimsuit and pick out your own material? Somewhere that would make a bathing suit that is 100% yours? Wild Iris Custom Swimwear is just that place. No matter your style or body type, Wild Iris, where you can let your imagination begin. 3609 Bichelder Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio,
Carl
right here on KCNR1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 8:15 in the morning, July the 2nd. Going to get to 97 today. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And the chat pack is alive and well and going for it in KCNR1460.com.
And it's July 2nd.
And it's July 2nd. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go on down there, see Joe and Shelley's operation. Espresso Joe's. It's not just hot coffee in the morning. It's got icy drinks all day, iced coffee, iced lattes, you name it. They have it. Plus the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Mm. And a great sale on great cigars.
It.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? You just walk and you go, ah. Go on down and visit them. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew.
You know, this is one of our favorite, continuing segments. James Masada is here, who is the founder and creator of Enjoy Magazine. And I know you'll always say it takes a team.
It does.
Rhonda's on vacation, and you're here. But
I miss Rhonda.
I know. You know, you guys are frickin' frack. But, you know, it's July.
Yes.
And so very fitting.
Or nip and tuck.
It's very fitting is the cover.
Yeah.
Of Enjoy, which is the back of a young gentleman who is in a sailor uniform.
He's a sailor. He's a sailor.
Mm-hmm. What okay. did I just say?
Yeah, a young man, but he is. He's a sailor.
Okay.
And what do you call those things? Cracker Jacks. Yeah. The black and whites.
All right. And he's got a young girl next to him. It could be his daughter or a niece or, just adorable. She's looking adoringly up at him. And he's holding an American flag in his right hand.
And that is Kenneth Schumann.
Okay.
And the little girl is Avery Vasquez. So a lot of people always ask who our cover is. That's who that is. Yeah, it's a sweet cover.
Very sweet.
Just down in downtown and
looks like you took that in front of Deja Vu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the beautiful thing. We've got you've got a lot of interesting, wonderful articles, and you know, James, why don't you just start off with where you want to begin, because you know you can hold
well,
this
I listened
show
to
down.
You when you guys were out when I was in the lobby about Dancing with the Stars, and I think that's a great cause. I just wanted to throw that out because we are a big supporter as well, And my wife had the most wonderful experience, and as well as, you know, you've been judges and all kinds of things on
the
show.
She danced, what, three or four years ago.
Yeah, it must have been already.
I remember her at Adamson's. She was working out. It was really,
she was a wreck. She just thought. But she loved the experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see that on the national show, and you see all the weight loss and stuff, and it was amazing. I mean, really how much weight she lost while she's just dancing, even for this event. It was
any injuries?
No, her feet were sore.
Yeah,
her dogs were barking.
Your dogs.
Yeah, you know, you're surprised at how many people. I mean, you know,
some people get
injuries,
injured.
Karen Wood had.
A very severe stomach hematoma.
Yeah. In there. I mean, really a nasty.
That's right,
she danced right through it, but you know, the audience wouldn't have known. But we were all like nervous, and it seems like you know, there are injured shoulders and knees, and it happens because if you're
taking shots, all of a sudden going out
and playing a major game of tennis, if you haven't played, and then you start to get the tennis elbow, but you still got a, you know, you've got a date in front of you and people counting on you and all that kinds of stuff. So, all right. So this issue.
So July. I will, without my partner, I will do my best to give you guys a little bit of information on here because, you know, Rhonda's my rock and she supports me through this. She's always the one reminding
me. We love Rhonda.
and we've read it too, so we'll help.
Oh, good. Well, that's why we're always here. You guys always put us through. So, again, July issue, beautiful cover, just very reminiscent of the time and period of 4th of July and the celebration of our independence and freedom and respect to those men and women in uniform that are out there keeping that freedom alive and keeping us safe. So thank you to them. One of the stories that I'll point out is on page 15. It's called Right Round, and it's an interesting story. It's a kind of a landmark up in the, I think it's the Fall River area.
Yeah, you see it on the way on the left-hand side going right before Fall River Mills.
And it is a barn, a round barn.
Right.
And it was designed, I guess, to, well, it actually was built in 1916. And its whole purpose was by Robert Johnson, and it was to start training wild horses for the U.S. Cavalry during World War One.
Really?
Yeah. So
right here in River City, right not too far.
Yep.
Here's, that's very historical.
Yeah, and so this is a story about it. Gives you a little bit of history about it, but really it's about the kind of the restoration and turning it into kind of a historic monument here. It was made up of 40,000 hand-cut cedar shakes.
Look at
the roof. And then over time, obviously, it changed, and there were hailstorms have damaged it, and then they put a metal roof on, and it's kind of just gone downhill from there. But the story is kind of cute about the owner, you know, running into another gentleman who was part of the, I'm trying to figure out what, I can't even see that, the Fort Creek Historic Society up there. And he was going into the local John Deere store to buy some parts or tractor or something like that, and they kind of run into each other, and this building is then donated, and now the community has rallied behind it to get it kind of put back together. And it's just a beautiful building, and the pictures
are great. Yes. So it's been brought back to its originality somewhat with the shake. That's a lot of art
and
when
the
you think about that, having to do that in a like a teepee style perfect round is a lot of craftsmanship.
It is. Okay. And it's just beautiful. So, and then what other things do we have going on here in Joy?
Oh, we have something about koi.
Yeah,
we're
going
to take a break. When we come back, let's talk more about
it. Is it break time already?
It's already a break time. Oh. Carl's doing a break sign, so we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, the top five most dangerous trends preventing health and happiness, and what to do about them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses, and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
The Salvation Army presents its fifth annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. The golf tournament is sponsored by Redding Elks Lodge No. 1073 and is designed to help send underprivileged kids to camp. If you would like to help make a difference in a child's life, contact the Salvation Army here in Redding at 222-2207. The Salvation Army's fifth annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club with a shotgun start of 8 a.m.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're here with James Mazzotta talking about Enjoy Magazine.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership serving Redding and the surrounding area. Did you know that they were voted the best place to buy your used vehicle? It's been there year after year, and also voted the best for service, including the Quick Lube and Car Wash Center. You know what? They're our partners, and when I say our partners, they're our neighbors. It's Redding Crown Motors. One of the biggest buys you're going to make in your life next to your house is your vehicles. Why not do them in a local place where you know the people? They're going to give you great deals. They're going to work with you on the financing. They're going to make sure you go home with the car you want, either a new one or a previously owned one. They've got cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Redding Crown Motors.
Let freedom ring. That's the issue for Enjoy's July issue. And the nice thing is that this is a beautiful magazine that's free.
Yes, ma'am.
It says, enjoy the magazine. It's on the house. And what we like is that, you know, every day we turn on the radio or we read things that are, you know, pretty intense. Times are changing and things are intense, but your magazine is always a positive, glowing spotlight on things that are going on.
The positive parts of the North State.
Yeah, positive parts. So there's a new project. Now, when you look at the koi, I mean, I was telling you at the break that there was
the koi.
The Koi Association was recently at the mall. And tell us about this project.
Well, this is actually not specifically about koi. It just has the feature, and it's called Fountain of Youth. And it's featured on page 21. And this is kind of an insight onto a local project that's happening. And the story just kind of explains the fact that, you know, we have the Great Enterprise Park and the Kids' Kingdom. And down in Kids' Kingdom, they have a whole section. I mean, well, obviously, it's the kids galore friendly everywhere. But they have the big volcano that spewed water, and the kids, you know, it's kind of like a miniature water park for them. And that's been around for quite some time and has probably been overly loved by many, many thousands of children, which is great, but it's kind of fallen not in, well, disrepair only because of age, time, and, you know, I think also too, when you build something here in Reading and it's rated for so many years of use, the Reading summers, I think, cut that in half. Everything kind of falls apart a lot sooner than it would in normal places just because we have such an extreme heat and sun. So this part of the kingdom, kids' kingdom, has kind of fallen in disrepair and needs a lot of repair. And so the story goes on to talk about this project was the Record Searchlight had contacted Kim Niemer of the city and said that they wanted to participate and kind of get through maybe a little bit of the bureaucracy of getting something up and running. And so with the help of the Record Searchlight and Michelle Martin Strebe, whose husband does the fish that you see all over town, and wonderful people, they started to create a support group to kind of restore this and get it underway. And so the koi is that you see in there are representative of some of the art that's actually being incorporated.
Armando.
Yeah, Armando's doing some of it as well. Incorporated into getting this thing back up and running. And so
that'll be a piece of the art.
Uh-huh, it will.
And he is a koi lover, as I met him at the mall at the koi exhibit where I took my father, and I couldn't believe these koi that I don't know how many, you know, people came from all over and they were being judged, and it was fascinating because it's just like any kind of art form for some, it's their sport.
Yeah. So the community has rallied, and I mean, it's quite a project, and I'm very impressive, and the Record Searchlight has really stepped up, and the Scripps Howard Foundation has donated $40,000 with an additional $43,000 in media sponsor for getting this going. They are also gathering other donations and coordinating the paint-by-numbers registration. Reading Rancheria, McConnell Foundation, and the California Endowment each contributed $25,000. And some of the major contributors, including East Rotary and Sage Point Financial. So there, you know, it is local businesses pulling together. The project is costing about $300,000, I believe it is. So it's quite $314,000 to be exact.
Well, sounds great. We'll be right back. We're going to talk more about what's going on in the North State and some of the issues with Enjoy Magazine.
False claims and pay a $3 billion settlement.
This action constitutes the largest health care settlement in United States history.
And Deputy Attorney General James Cole says GSK will settle the charges of misbranding drugs Paxil and Wilburton and failing to report safety data about the drug Avandia to the FDA.
Fox News Radio's Jaron Halpern. Weekend storms have left more than 2 million people without power.
I'm very grateful I have a house, I have water, and I have working toilets. And when you have that, you're okay.
Well, most others in the path of storms this past weekend from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic are not. No power means no AC, which means millions of people sweated through nearly 100-degree weather throughout the weekend. Now power companies in both Maryland and Indiana say the lights could be out through Friday.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank,
Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July 10th sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the 10th. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July 10th sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot, 8:35 in the morning, July the 2nd. A phone line's here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live with KCNR1460.com and our chat pack. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Great haircuts. Best haircuts in town. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. It is really, really a great place to get your haircut. Good guys, too. All right.
Wonderful.
We love the fact
James
that
Masada.
It's July. It's July 2nd, obviously. We're going into
We're excited.
A really, really neat month here.
We live in Tehama County, and we got to buy fireworks.
Okay, so we're talking.
As soon as you cross the bridge, there's fireworks stands along
really?
The... Really? Yeah.
Well, we're talking to James Masada, of course, who's the founder of Enjoy, and you know that this is our wonderful 13-county. 13 counties that you cover, and Cottonwood has a landmark, and it's called the Soft Server, or Rogers. It's called Rogers Frosty.
Yeah.
Tell us about this issue, this particular article.
Well, we wanted to do, we always try to point out little places that are historic and just those special spots that everybody knows and goes to. But Rogers Frosty is one of the original kind of Frosty Freeze, and it was started in 1955. And it's currently owned by Don and Alex McCone, who I've come to know. And
darling couple.
McCone. That's like our name being old radio.
Yeah, and, it's fitting. And they're a very cute couple. And
they don't look like they eat a lot of that ice cream.
No, they look like they're in good shape. Yeah.
So they have classic hot dogs and root beer floats. And what
this is old school, like, you know, the eateries that we all love.
Let's go there today for lunch.
Yeah, you should.
Let's go down. We're going to go down and we're going to tell them we saw it and enjoy magazine.
Their menu is very extensive. We all get something different. My boys love to go there, and we go there probably at least once a week.
So 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily. So they're open Sundays, too.
Mm-hmm. But my obsession is the pub pickles, and they are deep-fried dill pickles in a jalapeno batter, and you can either dip them in ranch or you can dip them in a chipotle sauce that they make. And now my kids are obsessed with them, and so when we go, it seems pretty pathetic, but I think we order like 3 large servings of them because one's just not enough, all of us eat them, yeah. Even mom will slip one.
I don't know.
Like,
I'm not sure I could do that.
But this is like great. You know, these are the big cones, swirl cones, the milkshakes. the freezes. Like, I love Pepsi freezes, and I grew up with those where they take ice cream and Pepsi and they blend them, and it's just that perfect mix.
Well, Carl is a complete dill pickle freak.
Me too.
And we have to buy the big dill pickle things, and whenever we go somewhere, he asks for a dill pickle. And I used to like them, but now I'm going to try it again, and this is going to be exciting for you to try that. So a shout out to, again, Rogers Frosty
and
Cottonwood.
Downtown Cottonwood, and I encourage everybody for, you know, one of those nights that you just feel like going and having fun. Cottonwood's not that far away. It's a great downtown. You know, now that we live in Cottonwood, we've really explored the community. And there, it's a wonderful people, and the downtown area has a lot of really cool, they, you know how we have the fish in our freeway? They actually have kind of art like that going down one of their streets where, it's all steel, cutouts. And it looks like they're having a roundup and they're moving cattle down the street. And they're big steel-plated cattle and horsemen, and they're branded, and so just a great little community.
Might be a great motorcycle ride.
And there are really some cute businesses downtown, too, to visit. So even when you're down there, if you're going for lunch or something like that, you can take some time and visit some of the local shops. And so it's a lot of fun.
Well, that sounds great. Okay, now we also have a couple things. We've got the sewing classes that we want to cover.
Oh, there's a lot in this issue.
And then the flag.
Mm-hmm.
I know so many people are not really sure what to do. There is a flag etiquette. In fact, it's really interesting. We watched this guy who is from Kenya that's going to be in the Olympics. And he was lucky enough 4 years ago to be in the Beijing Olympics, and he was greeted by George Bush and said, or maybe it was 8 years ago, and George Bush told him he was not really quite a citizen at that point, and he said, don't let the flag touch the ground. He said, I'll never forget that, and he had this strap on. It was a really wonderful, I think it was on 2020. So a lot of people don't really understand the etiquette, but you've got flag etiquette in this issue.
Yeah. And you know what? That's a lot of question. On page 51, we have Old Glory, the flag of the United States, and it gives you a little bit of history about our flag. And then it's actually a four-page piece. It's part story and part what-to-do list. And it goes through and talks about all the ins and outs of the flag, the building of the flag, and, you know, the etiquette of the flag. And there is a pretty intense thing that goes with our flag as far as proper care and hanging and, you know, not being up all night unless it's lit and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
They'll leave it out overnight.
Yeah.
But also
the
about
big thing is a lot of times a flag gets ragged on the edges. And, I mean, this is the one you see
it's
the most. We've actually gotten phone calls from people. It needs to be replaced at that point. And what do you do with it? Well,
there's a proper way
of disposing of it, but take it down to Tobacco and Brew. That they will take it then and give it to the people who will then properly dispose of the flag.
So it's, yeah.
And
you all, we have to take a break, but there's also in this article under the flag etiquette, there's a time and occasion for display.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really important because there's some days on there that I would not have thought this is the day it's appropriate to fly the flag.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about more about that when we get
back. We have a comment about this.
Okay.
This is so cool. I have the magazine right in front of me and I'm following along while James talks.
Oh, sweet. Yep, thank you.
That's super.
That's actually a lot of fun. We should do that. That should be a show.
KCNR.
Follow along.
1460.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing. But then I know it's growing strong.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:45 in the morning, July the 2nd. 77 degrees, going to be up to 97 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. Yeah. Hey, they've been established since 1977, and now we've got second generation. Ernie and Jessica are running, you know, day-to-day operators right there. They carry a full range of motorcycles, of course. And also a full range of accessories, service items, clothing, collectibles, you name it, they have it. Sell your bike, trade it in. Financing is available at 0.399 OAC percent. They're located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Just take a quick ride up there and see what it's like to ride your dream. That's right, just ride your dream. Call them at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Redding Harley Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
We want to do a special happy birthday shout out to Senator Doug LaMalfa. Let's all say happy birthday.
Hi, Dougie.
Hey, happy birthday.
And everybody
Are
says
you
hi.
Sing?
Dougie. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Doug.
Senator Doug.
Happy birthday to you.
I'd rather hear you do that in the Maryland.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The whole time I kept thinking, where's the breath?
You've got to be local. You've got to be present for that, baby.
He came to one of the Wind Rivers. Doug LaMalfa came to one of the Wind River, you know, extravaganzas when they're doing the costumes. And that's the time we went as the guy from Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah.
And Linda and Sarah were dressed up as the Fembots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just
I remember
like,
that.
You remember that, right?
Yes.
Well, they went up to LaMalfa, and he almost ran away from him until he found out who they were.
He looked at us in disgust.
And he goes, I can't get my photo taken.
We push people's buttons. Okay, going back to, of course, James Mazzotta and Enjoy, which is the article of the issue is called Let Freedom Ring. We've talked about there's a fabulous segment on the flags. There's so many different segments. We've got all kinds
of... I encourage everybody to read that because you know what? It's like I seriously doubt how many people know of you know, there, I'm sure people have basic thought that they're, you know, that you're not, everybody seems to know you're not supposed to touch the ground and, you know, all that stuff.
But there's a history on the flag.
There is.
And not only that, what, for
protocol.
The folding of the flag, each fold, when you go to a funeral or you go to something where you see the folding of the flag, each one of those folds is symbolic. And that's very interesting. We won't go over each one of those now, but that is, that's one of those tear and saves, folks. You should tear this out and save it, and it's something you should always have so you know.
Or the other thing is, if you can't, I mean, we have one of the things we love the most is hearing people saying that, you know, they've created a collection with Enjoy, and they have everyone, kind of like they've built their own library.
Yeah,
but
right.
For some reason, if you misplace it or give it away, this is something that you could look up on our website very easily. All of our magazines are either downloadable in a PDF format, or you can actually look at it in a magazine format, and they're archived. So you just kind of put in, you know,
flag. And you go to...
EnjoyMagazine.net.
Okay, yeah. .net.
Mm-hmm. Also, you have the escape route to the Mount Shasta area, which
yes.
is phenomenal. And that talks, it shows the Weaverville and Callahan and Fort Jones and Weed. And that's really incredible. You talk about different events that are happening in the month of July, which is great, and how to go about. And that is going to that's on...
I was going to say, you're on another page than I am.
I know.
That was something that
page
I wanted 16. To talk out.
Okay.
Talk about. There it is. It's Escape to Mount Shasta. This is a thing that one of our wonderful salesperson, Suzanne Birch, came up with working with one of our communities. And they've created this usually double-page spread, and on the right-hand side it talks about the Bluegrass Festival. So there's always... an ad that supports this, but tells about the major event. But this is like a little escape route map every month that highlights the things that are going on to the north of us in all of our great northern communities. So it's a great thing to grab. I mean, besides our calendar, this is awesome because, you know, it's cooler up in that direction quite often if you want to get away from the heat and have some fun.
Great motorcycle ride.
Yeah, so there's the walk and run in Mount Shasta on July 4th. There's the Jefferson Brew Fest at Mount Shasta and Ski Park on July 14th. There's the carnival in Weed, and there's the volcanic downhill bike race at Mount Shasta Ski Park, Mossberry Fall Music Festival, Scott Valley Bluegrass Festival, Lumberjack Festival in McLeod, the Shasta Yama in Mount Shasta. I mean, there's a lot going on. I don't want to hear anybody say anymore that Redding is boring or this part of the world is boring, because growing up, I guess as a young person, I even did it, so I'm guilty. I don't want to be a hypocrite. But things have changed, and there is something to do
every day.
Every day.
I've lived here in 5 years. Yeah, we got to run. I've lived here in for 5 years, and I have
a break.
I have always been so astounded that there's always something going on. And people, when they have events, they're stacked a lot of times, and they say, "Well, there's no other room. We got to do it during this time." I mean. Big events.
Yeah.
Because, and that's just in the Redding area. And then you go on up, like you said, to Weaverville, you head on south. I mean, there is something to
do. Mount Shasta, Manton.
Every weekend, but also during the week a lot of times. We got to take a break. Carl Linda Bott, our guest is James Masada from Enjoy Magazine. And
when we come back, we're going to talk about a great patriotic story that's at the end of the magazine about public service. We'll be right back.
The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now. Through July 8th, save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now. Through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included. Plus, $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This $10,000 high-stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club.
Network. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at winrivercasino.com. Win River Casino. Prize pool based on participants. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Celebrate the 4th of July at View 202. Their special Independence Day celebration will feature specialties from their menu and the best view of the fireworks in town from your seat on the patio. Space is limited and reservations are recommended. Dinner will be served from 5 to 10 p.m. and tickets are only $59 per person. Reserve your spot on the patio by purchasing in advance. Call 226-8439. That's 226-VIEW. Or stop by View 202 at 202 Hempstead Drive in Reading.
Hi, I have to try three of these on.
Okay, the dressing rooms are, like, in the back. You'll see them, don't worry.
Finally!
Hey!
Sorry.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit at a one-size-fits-all store? You want a bathing suit that you can wear with confidence, and you want to look your best. Wild Iris Custom Swimwear will work with you to design exactly what you want. Wild Iris, where you let your imagination begin. 3609 Bocelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
Well, I won't back down.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:55 in the morning. You can stand me up. Hope you're having a great time. We are July 2nd. 77 degrees out there right now. It's going to be a 97 today, probably closer to 100, depending on where you're at. James Posada, Enjoy Magazine, is our guest. And you know what? Just another great addition, James.
Thank you.
And what's your handout there?
I wanted to point out, like we've talked before, this is our second edition of the Enjoy More insert. And what we're doing is quarterly, and it's kind of something that we're putting out and getting the feel and developing it. And it's kind of an insert that comes with your magazine that will start coming quarterly as we get this thing going. And it's a little, basically a mini Enjoy that's being converted into kind of like a guide.
So a mini-me?
A mini-me,
so you
yes.
can stick it in your purse.
Or your glove box, or when family comes. And it's real focused on a specific
iPad.
Issue. Yeah. So our second one launched in this July issue. It should be in the centerfold, stapled in there. Feel free to pull it out, and use this thing to guide yourself. And this one is about great outdoors around here. And so it just has little inspirational blurbs about fishing and hiking and biking and spelunking and just you name it.
What's spelunking?
Spelunking is the the art of, I think, cave exploration or using ropes and things to drop into caving, and it's a fun word.
It's a great word, and I'd like to know more about it.
There's a part of me that really would love to do it, and a part of me that would be freaked out.
Yeah. Well.
Pull that out and take a look at it. These are new, and use them. And then we've got only a few minutes left. I wanted to point out our
in the park.
Oh, yeah, we had Movies in the Park last Friday. We did Grease. We are moving next week to Anderson River Park for the month. And I'm actually going to be up north, so I'll be missing this next Friday. But the team and volunteers will take care of it. And we're doing Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Come visit the store. We've got some great stuff. This month we're featuring a woman, Crystal Dell's children's books that are absolutely beautiful. And the books are The Three Pirate Brothers and The Hidden Treasure. And one thing I'd like to point out is that picture was taken with a phone because my camera was gone when I needed it, and it was first day. So it turned out pretty well. And then lastly, you wanted to point out this great, it's called Public Service, which is our last story in the magazine, and that's page 93. And it's concerning Maurice Johansson and all the wonderful things that he's doing in our community.
And has done.
And the chapel.
Chapel, it talks about that, yeah. But it's an insight more to his history, too, of where he came from, what he's experienced, and what molded him as a person. And I think it's fantastic. And, no matter what your thoughts are, there's a lot to learn. I mean, this man appreciates what this country has given him.
He is an American, and he is an. We all come from immigrants. Immigrants made America.
There wasn't anybody originally here.
Absolutely.
Except for the
natives. And so his story is one of
and their story, they really have such liberal immigration policies.
He's worked very hard to create something, and he's left a beautiful legacy here. And,
he's still leaving a legacy. Yes. You're absolutely right, honey.
And
but he
so
is still,
a beautiful
he's
story.
Not just stopping. He is pushing forward.
Mm-hmm. I like how what is ramrodded. He ramrodded to get this. We need more Maurice Johansons in our
in
country.
Our lives. Yep. In our lives.
And
somebody
in the North
that does private.
To make things move here. So we appreciate you bringing beauty and substance to
and there's
North
a lot
State.
More in this issue.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. It gets bigger
and
better
your store
every time.
Is always great. I love to shop in your store before I go travel. Great. That's mindful. Be mindful. If you're traveling and you have to go somewhere and you're seeing family and you want to bring something that's beautiful from the North State in these areas, go to the Enjoy store. You're going to find wonderful things. Things that you just won't find anywhere else.
And another great gift is just the gift of Enjoy. I mean, even though it's a free publication and you can pick it up, I mean, a lot of people like to receive it in the mail. We mail 10,000 of these out, but there are a lot of people that don't get it. Come online and sign up and actually, buy your friend a subscription for like $24, I think it is. You give a gift that has every single month. Mm-hmm. It shows up in your
mailbox.
That's
a great idea. That's a great idea.
And your family that lives in Tennessee or New York or the South or even Sacramento.
That used to be here and
relocated. They can find out what's going on. It's great.
Tomorrow.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, guys.
Before we turn James loose, tomorrow we're going to have Dr. Lee Snook on talking about the impact of the last Supreme Court decision on medical care. Also, we're going to be talking with Senior Helpers founder about the issues facing our aging population. Plus, we're also going to be talking about a few other things that are happening in our state, our local area, and, of course, the nation. James Masada.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you. Thank you for putting out something that we can be proud of. Many things we can be proud of in Reading and the North State.
Well, we should be proud.
And
Enjoy, it's a great place.
Enjoy Magazine is one of those. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
This world from dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. As of this morning, no power to around 2 million homes and businesses in the Mid-Atlantic, west in spots to Illinois. That means no air conditioning during a heat wave, spoiled food, no traffic lights at some intersections. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown's live with more on the mess and the cleanup.
Chris, cleanup and recovery is underway, but it's moving slowly in West Virginia.
We have
We've lost all of our food and all of our freezer meat, and now we're looking for a generator to try to keep anything left that we've got, salvageable.
Now, people in at least five states are affected. No power means no air conditioning in some of the hottest weather. These locations could get 100 degrees, maybe even hotter. 18 people were killed by the storms, which demolished homes and ripped out power lines, Chris.
Weather for 1,500 firefighters up against the big fire near Colorado Springs.
Some strong and maybe some erratic winds, so that could be a little bit of work for